Every year, landscape architects and designers from around the world are drawn to the International Garden Festival hosted by Reeford Gardens, also known as Les Jardins de Métis. Reeford Gardens is a Quebec heritage site and has been designated a National Historic Site of Canada since 1995. The English-style garden covers 45 acres and contains over 3,000 varieties of plants, and it was created by horticulture pioneer Elise Reeford in the 1920s. Today, Alexander Reeford ensures the preservation of the landscape created by his great-grandmother, but also works with innovative contemporary designers.
What we think is unique in our instance is this sort of dialogue between the two, the old and the new, you know, the contemporary and the less so, the nostalgic and the forward-looking, and it creates a unique environment where you can actually explore, you know, the old way to look at the environment and the new way. And that's pretty much become our trademark in the sense that we have this festival that's really launched us into this global world of contemporary design.
Are there certain new modern technologies which help the gardener to be greener? When I say greener, I mean more sustainable.
I think that technologies have come to the fore. I mean, we're sitting here watching the lawns be watered by a rubber hose that would have been the same kind of unit used 50 to 100 years ago. But there are more contemporary and more, you know, adaptable ways of watering. It can be drip watering, could be organized, you know, time watering. All kinds of materials now allow us to be more environmental by, you know, watering in the evenings, for instance, using a timer. That's just one simple way. I think we're also becoming much more sensitive as to what kinds of chemical fertilizers and artificial pesticides that shouldn't be used in gardens. So there are many, I think there's a lot more information available now and some new products that are environmentally sensitive and should be used as opposed to the synthesized chemical fertilizers that were popular in the 1940s until the 1970s. But I think ultimately, gardening is an age-old pastime and technique. There's not a lot of new you can bring to it. But I think as ecologically engaged citizens, you know, the edible food movement, the omnivore's dilemma, which is to try and provide a sustainable environment close to home, I think we're all invited to think of our garden not just as a place to enjoy, but also as a place to sustain our own families by producing, you know, micro components of fresh herbs and vegetables and so on. I mean, you're fortunate in this country to have an eight-month growing season. We are limited to about four, so we have a different challenge than you. But I think we're all called upon to be more ecologically aware of the environment and how we can garden in a greener way.
And if you had some tips for a gardener to be greener, to be more sustainable, to be more environmentally aware, what would they be?
Well, I think some of the tips that we've learned over time, certainly working with these designers who come from all parts of the world, is be sensitive to what plants work where. So we have a lot of designers who invariably want to bring the plants from their home countries, be it South America or Spain or the UK. And frankly, often it works, and most times it doesn't, because these plants don't adapt very well to the climates in which they're incorporated. So I think designers and gardeners have to be sensitive as to what works where, because when it's not native or at least adaptable to the environment, then you go through extraordinarily pangs of a lot of work and a lot of effort to maintain these plants in their artificial environment. That would be one thing. The other thing I think to think about is that, you know, a garden doesn't have to be retrospective and nostalgic. It doesn't have to look like the garden our grandmothers played in or enjoyed. You know, we're, I think, typically much too nostalgic when we think about gardens. We're very happy to have a garden that our parents or grandparents would have enjoyed. And yet, when you walk indoors, you've got new technologies, new materials, new colors, new approaches. And I think the invitation of contemporary designers is to look at the landscape as an extension of contemporary design, and which isn't to say one has to be contemporary, but at least think about it when you're building a garden, because you can incorporate different design elements and have as much fun, if not more, in that kind of environment than in the kind of stuffy, boring, old landscapes that one can see, in various gardens like our own. But it isn't necessarily adaptable to the contemporary world in which we live.
And finally, how do you feel your relationship is with plants? Because I know I always feel a bit sad when one dies, or if I have to dig something up that seeded itself somewhere where it shouldn't have done. Do you find that as a gardener, you feel similarly?
Absolutely. I'm deeply nostalgic in terms of my own garden. And, you know, when a tree dies, for me, it's like losing a family member. You know, there's something that was planted by, you know, my ancestors and my gardeners in the past. But I'm always surprised and sort of encouraged by my own gardener staff who look on plants as in a different way. So they're a bit more mechanical, I suppose, about it. They can't be emotional about losing a plant because it's just the nature of the beast. What's wonderful, of course, is you can remove a plant and make way for a different one. So the advantage of being in a country like the United Kingdom, having gone through the horticultural halls at Chelsea is you've got this extraordinary palette and these amazing nurserymen and these growers who can produce the most extraordinary plants. So you've got a pretty broad choice from which you can make. We have a much more limited one, but all the same, I think one is called upon as a gardener to constantly renew, constantly question, and reinterpret the landscape as it evolves.
That's Alexander Reiford from Reiford Gardens in Quebec, Canada. For more information, see reefordgardens.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.